Welcome. This is Suzanne Toro, and we are diving into a Sol Luna cycle full moon meditation with a lot of love and support today. So today we are experiencing the full moon. This is a time when the female embodiment, if in cycle with the full moon this way, is ovulating. This is a time when seeds are released and they're meant to be fertilized. So whether this is your destined day to conceive a child, or it's your destined day to fertilize and nourish that which you're creating, I really encourage you to put some attention there. No matter where you are in your life, that you take a moment to really be conscious of that which you want to create. And you can do this with first visualization, with words, and then taking action towards that vision. And so, aside from just taking the time to be here in this meditation, I encourage you to stay a little bit longer afterwards and really evaluate what has been reflected to you over the past few weeks since the new moon was shedding, and what is here in this moment. And so it's really personal to you, irregardless of how many full moon forecasts you read or relate to it in different forms. It's personal to you. It's unique to you because you're unique. And then in addition, I'm inviting you in this moment to connect to love. That's been the theme that's been rising up in and around me since the Dharma talk this weekend, the past couple weeks. And just to welcome each and every one of you to connect to the divine which exists in all of us and through us and around us. And when we shift our attention from perceiving the world with lack and we greet it with love and the extension of our heart, even if there's suffering, that heart can transcend and serve and assist in a way that is miraculous, magical, and is a gift to yourself and others. And when we start to play with this concept of extending our heart with divinity and grace and awareness and a soft gaze without terms and conditions, without you have to because I give you this, or I have to because they gave me that. It's a fluid exchange. It's moving in harmony with the unexplainable versus resisting that which is all around us. So if you so do choose, I welcome you as we go into this meditation, first to nourish the aspects of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body that might be having any kind of resistance from within, any area that you have constricted. I welcome you to open up that area of your body, mind, heart, or soul with your breath, with the energy of the divine that runs through you, with that energy of love. Permeate that love, that unconditional love. And if you've never experienced that love, I want you to know that it's right there running through you. It's just remembering to take a moment to observe it. The whole time that you were in the womb with your mama, you were being touched by that divine force because it was creating every facet of your body, your fingers, your toes, your eyes, your entire system. It was creating this beautiful physical chariot for your eternal being, your soul. And from the moment that you actually came out into the physical world, that divine source never left you. It's always there. You're an expression of it. You carry your own wisdom and intelligence that's intended to be here of service to self and others. And so, as inspired, today, whenever you're listening to this, I welcome you to play with the divine force and nature of love. And then I welcome you to bring that energy up into your heart, meaning sip it up, connect with it, amplify it through that heart chamber, and then exhale out, let it reach all directions and see where it takes you. Observe it. Just observe your offering and how it touches others. So I want you to take a nice, gentle breath in and out. Again, lifting up from the base of the spine, inhale. Hold the breath in the heart and lungs. And exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, I welcome you to continue to follow your breath. And observe the breath. And feed the entire system with your breath. That breath is divinity in action. Feed it to any facet of the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual body. Allow it to bring you back into harmony. Welcome it to bring you back into harmony and balance. Taking another deep breath in and out. just gently as we transition into the sound portion of this segment, welcoming you to lean back if you're in upright seated position, or lay down completely on the floor or your bed or your sofa into Shavasana, corpse pose, on your back, palms face upward, taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale and exhale. Continuing to gently breathe in and out. And gently, as you're ready, rising up into a seated position if you're not there already. Taking another deep breath in and out. Another one, inhale and exhale. Again, inhale and exhale. And then gently from there, welcoming you to just take a moment to give gratitude for all that you are, all that exists in and around you. taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. And one more inhale and exhale. And then as you gently follow that breath, just taking a moment to feel into all that you received during this moment together, and allow it just to transcend all things, to permeate throughout your entire being. And as we gently move into the next, I'm gonna leave you with a little Kadri Scott. And if you dive a little bit into her lyrics, you can apply that shine to the love that emanates throughout your entire being. I want to thank Kadri Scott and Dante Marino for being a part of all that was created here. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.